I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology. Do you guys have coffee machines at your house?
No, I don't drink coffee.
I also do not drink coffee.
This is a fucking pointless question, isn't it?
Do you?
Yeah, well, I only got one last week because I was going out every day and getting a coffee from, like, the cafe.
Well, that's a waste of money.
Well, it is, but then I got a
coffee machine.
You
millennial. You could have 3 houses by now.
The poison
you
in your
You have Smash Davo. Like, I swear to God, that's why you're poor.
I'm a latecomer to Smash Davo. I used to hate it.
I hate it.
Now I like it because of the feta, and that's about it.
Right. Why don't you just have smashed feta?
Yeah. It's like feta and honey.
It's a good idea, actually. Smashed feta on toast.
Yeah.
That's
the business.
Reminds me of my uni toast days when I put chicken salt on toast when I was that poor.
Oh my God, that sounds like it would taste amazing.
Oh, it was sick. Thank you. Thank you. You're the only person to have said that.
Sorry,
sounds great.
I like fucked foods.
Yes,
though.
Thank you.
Wait, so toast and chicken salt.
Yeah.
And a bit of butter.
That was my
bit of butter though.
I don't do butter. I've never had. Oh,
I would have done a little bit of butter on sourdough to make it super crunchy.
You're a student. You can't afford sourdough. You get the fucking
white bread. Can't if it's Aldi sourdough.
Aldi didn't exist back in 2008.
Well, it does now for all the students who want to eat it now.
I mean, toast with chicken salt is just chicken flavored chips, right?
Yes. Thank you. See, that was my living on a uni wage.
For breakfast, that's a problem.
Oh,
same. I eat dinner foods for breakfast. I rarely eat breakfast
foods
for
breakfast.
Foods
for dinner.
The world is topsy-turvy.
This is the reason why I got so excited to move out of home, because it's food chaos.
Whenever you want. This is
do you know you can just eat cake whenever you want? Like, if you just want it, you can just make one and eat the whole thing.
I went out.
It's the best part of being an adult. And then if you don't even want to bake it, you can just eat that batter. No one will say anything.
Oh, yeah, the batter.
Oh, you get so sick just eating batter, though.
Dude, I only eat like a quarter of it batter and then I bake the rest.
Yeah, you gotta stop.
But honestly, like, I don't have much of a sweet tooth. 2 spoonfuls of batter and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not a sweet tooth either. So for me, I'm like one thing, I'm good. I don't need anything else.
Look, I prefer fried foods, but like sometimes I just felt like my mum's cake batter. So I legit looked up the same recipe she used to make.
Wait.
And then I get the nostalgia hit from making it up myself and then
necessary.
Eating it.
Get two hits and then make your own shit. Which
We're
is
a podcast.
We are, anyway. This is Castology Podcast. We'll review podcasts and talk about podcasts because we love them. While we're having a coffee or batter.
Yep.
Or.
I didn't share any embarrassing foods
share.
That I
No,
eat.
You have to share.
What's the most embarrassing food? Oh, before like my sensitive teeth got really bad, I used to like when I go to the movies getting like a frozen raspberry Fanta, salt and vinegar crisps, and then scooping the raspberry Fanta with the
great.
Yeah. I'm there very big on, and I also used to pour Maltesers into my popcorn because then you'd have salty, delicious
salty Maltesers
chocolate perfect. And then chocolatey popcorn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, I'm one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. Across from me is
Zane C. Weber.
And to my left is
Elizabeth Best.
And we're here to talk about podcasts.
That's what we do.
And not food and coffee. So we have some recommendations we're going to kick off with. And Zane, I would like to start with you.
Well, mine is a submission.
Yay. Submission time.
So this wasn't submitted by the host. This was submitted by one of our very loyal listeners, Eric Wilson.
Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hey.
My man.
And Eric recommended this as a typical Zane podcast, and very much was correct. This podcast is called Something Rhymes with Purple. Now, it is a British podcast hosted by Susie Dent and the a man with such an accent, one of my favorite accents, and I know that I've done his accent on many occasions, a broadcaster and ex-MP, Giles Brandreth.
Oh, that is such a British name.
My God.
The only way it could be more British is if it had like the third at the end of it.
So, basically they go through the origins of meanings and insights into how we use the words we do. So turns of phrase, etymology and stuff. Like, I'm going to lay off the etymology podcast for a bit after this one.
I love it. I'm sorry.
But this was very well recommended, Eric. This is very much a Zane podcast.
I love it when our listeners like know us. It's so exciting.
And Giles has a great accent. Like you are both very
Nick's
much
like Giles.
He's gonna have those frills around everything. What is he? The neck and arms.
Very much a brandy carrying voice.
He needs a smoking jacket with leather patches.
I believe he spoke of going on a beer holiday and a cheese holiday and a wine holiday where he just like went to these places to sample the cuisines with his wife. It's so British. It's so, great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So enjoy. This is the content is great and fun, but so are the hosts. So have fun with it. And I don't care whatever you say because I enjoyed it.
Okay, fine. Well then.
I think you'll find it very, very fun, very charming.
So what was it called, sorry?
Something Rhymes with Purple.
Something Rhymes with Purple, cool. Liz.
So I like podcasts with titles that are statements, like You're Wrong About or This Podcast Will Kill You. So this week's is called You're Dead to Me. Oh, also Fuck Off and Die is also in that. But yes, You're Dead to Me. So this was recommended to me by a friend of mine. So technically it's a listener submission because he listens. Shut up. I'm taking it.
Okay. No one was trying to take it away from
you. I got looks from both of you. Do not deny the looks. So, You're Dead to Me. It's a BBC historical podcast. So it's the host is Greg Jenner. He is a public historian and self-proclaimed chief nerd of the Horrible Histories TV show. Yes, exactly. So this podcast is billed as the history podcast for people who don't like history.
Great.
And the premise is that he gets an expert and a comedian on to talk about a particular historical thing. So obviously with that dynamic, you're going to get knowledge, you're going to get the funnies. And then at the end, they quiz the comedian on what they learned.
This sounds literally like a TV show.
It's slightly more podcasty than the format would suggest, but it's very BBC-ish. It's, you know, they talk all things history, have a laugh about the past. I particularly like the witches episode because that shit was fucked and it's funny.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Okay.
You heard it here first. The witch trials? Hilarious.
No, not the actual Salem witch trials. Like, all of people accusing people of witchcraft are really dumb things just to get off their chest. Like, it's just... And they're stupid witch tests. They're just... You just listen to them and you're like, how could anyone think that this would be...
The King James witch hunts where he was... Just like making up witches and tramping around the countryside.
Or the one where they used to tie their thumbs to their feet and then dunk them in water, and if they drowned, then they were innocent.
Mm-hmm. And they got to go to God.
Whoops.
It made sense.
So totally, totally. Anyway, You're Dead to Me. Pick something you want to, either something you want to learn about, because the titles are what the subject is, or if you want to read the show descriptions and you find a particular comedian or historian that you like, listen to one of those instead.
Excellent.
This sounds right up my alley.
You're Dead to Me.
So, okay. It's fucking super hurtful.
Sorry, really love statement title. You podcast. Do.
Case you closed. Do. I spy.
Case closed. You're Dead to
Bloody
Me.
Bloody classic.
Honestly.
Like, there's a lot of them on your list.
Yeah, you're the queen of it. So.
Love it.
Well done. So my recommendation this week is called Sway, a podcast from Kara Swisher, who she was a reporter or still is a reporter for the New York Times, the Washington Post, Recode. They called her like one of the most powerful people in Silicon Valley because she doesn't really give a fuck about people. She's a really brutal. She can be a really brutal interviewer and also a really brutal interviewee. And so the New York Times were like, have a podcast. And so she has a podcast which basically interviews people from Hollywood to politics to technology. That's about it, pretty much. There's one of the latest episodes she did was about Parler, which is that whack website.
The right-wing social media site.
That's the one, which she recorded on the day of the storming of the Capitol. But if you don't want to go that heavy, you can go back and explore things about... she interviews the guy that runs MasterCard, which is a really interesting one about how they protect anonymity and transactions from history and money and all that sort of stuff. Like $6.7 trillion goes through this dude's thing. But yeah, it's called Sway. So pick an episode. Pick whatever you like. There's not a lot of episodes there, but pick... subject matter or pick an interviewee that you like and go dive into listening.
Not to the pool.
I plan to listen.
Great. You can swim if you want.
And dive into a pool.
Pool. That's it. Anyway, yeah, that was it. So cool.
Shall we go on to reviews?
We are. And Zane, I want to start with yours.
I recommended Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, which is a personal development podcast made by Greg Clunas. Basically just small bite-sized episodes about like small things that you can do every day to kind of improve your life and improve the world and improve your outlook on one or the other.
So here's why I like this podcast and its format. And this is what I was going to say last week, but I thought I'd save it. Depressed people can't take in information. It's Correct. Really hard. It's really hard to pay attention to something and to focus. And you don't even need to focus on this because it's about 10 minutes. And the first half of the podcast is usually some background and info. And the second half of the podcast is tips. Such a great format. So easy to digest when you're feeling helpless and hopeless and your attention span is fucking shot. Not that mine was, but I just think I know that when I'm in a funk and I need something like this podcast to pull me out of it, I couldn't listen to anything more than 15, 20 minutes
and
pay attention to the info. So, I mean, it's no surprise. I love this podcast.
This is a very you podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's the same. Like listening to it, I didn't feel particularly worthless. You know, there's like, you know how sometimes that people give you advice and you kind of go, oh man, this makes me feel worse about myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like how this is being doled out over 10 to 15 minutes is perfect. Because I was listening to it and I was like, man, this is such a great idea. And it also makes me feel a bit better about the things that maybe I need to be better at or how I can help manage my time.
And it's all super achievable.
Oh, it is.
Like all the stuff is super achievable and they never kind of goal set beyond the capability of this is something you can do today that's not going to be hard.
Yeah. And there's the episode about how to slow down time, in quotes, is really interesting because it's about, well, what's our interpretation of time? Why is time faster for us as adults than it was as kids? And it's because we've experienced these moments and then I'm getting into an existential crisis and then, oh my God. But I found listening to that because it was only in 10 minutes, I was like, oh shit, that actually made me be a little bit more cognitive to the moment that I'm currently in.
Yeah.
Which I found really helpful, even if it's for small things. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm sitting at home doing nothing. I'm like, well, enjoy it. Don't feel like you're not doing anything. So I think this is a really, really good show.
Productivity is such a bullshit construct that I am constantly a slave to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. welcome to the party. my name is Zane.
Hi, Zane.
I will be leading the discussion this evening because I have written a 10-page paper on why productivity is the backbone of my life.
Can you make that 10 minutes long and not 10 pages?
We'll see. The one thing I really like about this podcast is, like you were saying, it's super achievable, but it doesn't come from a place of judgment going like, you should be doing this and this is why you're not and this is how to do it. It's like, look, everyone falls into these pitfalls. This is something that these are the steps you can take if you want to improve, to walk along this path if you choose to and have the energy to. It doesn't come from a place of judgment where like so many like self-help come from a place of like motivation. It's like, oh, don't you wish your life
Here's
was just
better?
Here's how
to be effective as if I'm defective.
Yeah. Yeah. This comes from a place of acceptance and like a lit path away rather than like a staircase that you have to try and muster the energy to climb.
That's constantly like you're going the wrong way up an escalator.
Yeah, it's like the Mario 64, the first level when you're running up and you just can't because you've got enough stars.
Anyway. Yeah, I listened to the episode on long distance relationships, and even though I'm hella single,
quick question, did you learn anything from it? Like in terms of.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. There were a lot of things that I thought, because I mean, not that I'm name dropping, but I'm going to name drop. I do a relationships podcast called Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, and that is the main reason why I listened to this episode because I want to be able to give people accurate advice when they write into the show. show for our minisodes. And it kind of affirmed a few things that I already thought about long distance relationships, like you have to schedule time in and, you know, just stuff that you think instinctively would be right, but sometimes you don't know, and it feels good to have somebody tell you that the way that you're vibing on a situation is right as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was good.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you both enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Easy subscribe for me.
For me, it is, but it's very much a I am feeling this kind of way, I'm going to explore, rather than I'm going to put this on, I'm going to listen to 700 minutes of this.
Yeah.
It's very much, I listened to it and I was like, yep, I listened to that situational episode and then picked
only
another
700,
one.
There's like 7,000
minutes. Okay, sorry. That's I can't amazing. Do math. Amazing. Right? Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to move on to Liz.
Look, what did I do?
Criminalia.
That's right. Shondaland. Criminalia. Holly and Maria talking crime. Season one about female poisoners. Kind of comedy, kind of crime. Chatty chat chat. What did you think?
this I love. This is another This Podcast Will Kill You sort of formula that I really enjoyed. The hosts are super personable. Mm. And I think that they're, without coming out and saying that this is a feminist podcast, this is definitely a feminist podcast.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really great example of what a feminist podcast is without being like a militant version of it. Like,
yeah.
Without not, policing their own feminism.
Yeah.
They're just putting it out there. I really enjoyed it. Like, this is one where I kind of started listening, and I had gone through a few episodes before I caught myself and going like, oh, I have other podcasts I need to listen to.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
And like you said, the cover art is delectable.
It's perfection.
But yeah, this is, I don't have much more to say. Like, I can't imagine unsubscribing to this anytime in the near future. This is a fun distraction. Like, it's not a super deep dive, it's not super dark, it's not super serious. It's a fun, chatty, true crime history podcast.
Yeah,
I thought I'd fucking hate this because this is like my favorite murder literally set the bar for me, and it's a low bar. This is what my favorite murder should be, because this is really, really good. And I think one of the things that I said in my notes where I really like the angle of it from coming from a women's perspective, and the fact that the female poisoners, all that sort of stuff.
Having season themes is good for me.
But it doesn't push the angle. Do you know what I mean? Like, I never felt like it was basically like, oh yeah, you know, like I'm getting the feminism or I'm getting whatever jammed down my throat. I never felt like that.
No, and it's everyday feminism, which is really
it
nice.
It is. And for me, it was a really easy listen, because the hosts, Holly and
Maria
are terrific. And they're not fucking wankers. And I think for me, that's a really key thing for me specifically. Because
hosts can't be wankers.
Yeah,
tick.
Don't be wankers. And Criminality, you've done an exceptional job in not making yourself wankers.
And I feel like they're chatty without keeping to the topic. They don't, like...
Yeah.
And I don't mind occasional tangents, but when...
Lucky, because we go on a few.
But, like, we never go on 20-minute tangents, right?
Correct.
And that's what a lot of... This is why I've stopped listening to MFM, except for the minisodes, because the tangents are so long and have nothing to do with their podcast.
Yeah,
so.
Like, each episode of this is 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, average to 30 minutes. And I think I listened to 3 episodes. I recommended it to my girlfriend because I was like, she used to love My Favorite Murder, and then I'll never forget, ruined Fargo. That's beside the point.
They ruined Perry Mason for me.
She hasn't listened to much true crime after that. And I was like, this is a really good mix of the history side of things, but also obviously the true crime angle as well. And I think the fact that there's the season theme is poison, I'm like, oh, I honestly probably have not really listened to much, if any, to do with
and
poisonous murders.
And this is the thing, the poison murders, and why I found it enjoyable to listen to specifically to this first season, is because often poisoning is a way to get out of a terrible situation. So it is very like, fuck yeah, women doing it for themselves. They shouldn't be killing people, but like,
it's also, there's usually a reason, and what was that reason other than like anger,
which
is like usual for murder, is like some sort of anger or righteousness.
This is I actually subscribed to it. I didn't think I would, but I really want to go in more, because I think that the hosts are really good. And again, seeing Shondaland, I'm like, oh,
I'm
very surprised.
That turned me off initially too, but then I binged Bridgerton in 2 days and was like, maybe I should go back there.
So did my partner. She did it in a day.
Yeah.
And then watched The Mandalorian worried in a day. Anyway, that's beside the point. We're going to move on to my podcast, which is the ABC's Trace, a podcast that is divided into two seasons so far, one about a murder, one about a lawyer doing spidery things.
Spidery things?
Ish.
Are you getting lost in the metaphor there?
I kind of did. Spidery thing sounds mysterious, though. But
sounds like she's biting the head off men after copulating with them, as spiders do.
I mean, if you listen to the season.
Not all spiders.
Not all spiders. What did you guys think?
Look, this has been on my list for a while. It's no surprise that this is exactly the type of podcast that I like. It's really nicely done. It was ABC's first true crime serial
really?
Podcast.
I had no idea. Yes. That was a thing.
So I thought I'd bring that little tidbit to the thing. There's a reason that this was at the top of the charts for a really long time and then went back to the top of the charts when the Informant series came out. I'm really happy that you gave me the nudge to listen to it, because it's one of those ones that, like, when something sits on the top of the charts for a really long time, I go, yeah, subscribe, but like, I'll get to it eventually one day, like, because we spend so much time trying to uncover, you know, uncover podcasts here. But I'm so fucking glad you put it on the list and I got to listen to it. I am 3/4 of the way through season one, and the whole unsolved crime and messing up an investigation and stuff like that, it's fascinating, and they do a really nice job. ABC are known for their storytelling, and I think this is a really good example of it.
I agree. I don't really have much more to say. It is, my first impression of the production is it's very ABC.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And for those of you who aren't in Australia, you might not know what that sounds like, because I think that is something that's very unique to Australian ABC.
ABC is also our public broadcaster, whereas ABC in America isn't. It's basically, ABC is like our PBS.
Yeah, PBS is a public broadcaster. Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Also, like, ABC's a little bit our NPR.
Yeah, or our PRX. Yeah, true.
But having said that, like, they do have a very distinct style when it comes to their radio production. Mm. And this being their first true crime, I think it's got a little bit of that. But it's very in-depth, very well researched and very well told. I probably won't stick with it just because true crime isn't my bag. Mm-hmm. But there's no reason that if true crime is your bag that you shouldn't stick with this one.
Or give it a listen.
Or give it a listen to start with. Yeah. This is, definitely a good true crime. Probably because I started with season one. I did on Spotify, only season two was available.
Interesting. Okay.
But ABC, not all ABC podcasts are available on Spotify. So I think it's part of that deal.
Oh, right. Okay.
Sure. But yeah, I think I'll jump to season two to see if that catches me more. But yeah, definitely if you like true crime, this is a good true crime podcast.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Feels good. Actually, I'm actually really glad that you liked it. I was honestly a tiny bit worried that you may not have vibed with it as much as I did, especially
I have long held that ABC have very good journalists and are very good storytellers, and you can see in subsequent podcasts that they've done that they have built on what they learnt from this. I'm interested to hear the second season just to kind of see again what they've learnt from the first season. But for a first run at a true crime podcast, it was a good one.
They've done a good job.
Yeah.
That does it. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I'm feeling good after that. Still good. A bit wired after having my coffees this morning. So
it was a pretty positive episode.
Yeah. I'm feeling positive.
Wait for next week. No.
I was like, Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
It's been a while since I felt really bitchy about something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I've been vibing with everything.
I know.
Give me something to hate. Yeah. No, don't. I want to feel love.
No more stone clearing. No more containers. Get out, both of you. Stop.
I've just been waiting for someone else to throw the gauntlet down. Like, I have a backlog of niche podcasts that I have been refraining from putting on my list.
Our brains got addled with the coronavirus pandemic and we just didn't want to really antagonize anybody. But now that you've reminded me, I'm back on the antagonizing train.
Yeah, well, we asked for it. But next week we do have a theme episode, so look forward to that one.
Yeah, I love a good theme. Anyway, I just want to let the listeners know that I'm running out of podcasts to listen to, so please submit some stuff. We have a big list of stuff I need to go through, but I'm running out of job for
maybe
me.
Go through the
I
list.
I am going to do that. Yeah, but okay. Also, please submit some ones, because there might be some brand new podcasts that have come out of Christmas and New Year. Maybe you've started one.
I want to tackle a couple of the Australian Podcast Awards winners. There's a few that came up. Have a look at those lists.
Oh, shit.
Okay. There's a few that came up there through the nominating process that maybe didn't win that I actually thought were fabulous.
Yeah, so. Ghosts of Boyfriends Past.
No, not that one. But yes, by the way, I was nominated. Thank you. Thank you so
just
much.
Just wanted to say. but yeah, that does it. So you can get us at thatsnotcanon.com/castology. There's a handy form so you can send us all your podcast details. And, you know, we might have already listened to it, as we had an example last week, which I'm not going to reveal, but feel pretty good about that someone recommended that I recommended. you can also get us on Instagram and Facebook, Castology. We've been posting. I've been way better at posting on there.
So good. So impressed.
Liz has had to message me a few times to be like,
not in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought it was last week. Did you message me?
Maybe I did.
Well, the last 2 weeks counts. So I've been doing exceptionally well. So we've been posting on there. So if you want to come and have a chat to us, we're on there as well. But I'll be one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. Across from me has been
Zane C. Weber.
To my left has been
Liz Best.
Keep listening to podcast, people.
What we do here is go back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
With another episode of
Wait, James. They might not know who we are yet.
Oh, right. This is a promo. Well, I'm James.
And I'm Matt.
And together, we're the Bros and Brews podcast.
We're coming at you every week with worldly discussions, an art meets life questions podcast.
What three albums would you take to a deserted island?
How comfortable are you with sex and sexuality?
Is it ethical to have children?
What actually makes a great actor?
We use our personal experiences, the craft of acting, and pop culture as a springboard to discuss everything.
From uncomfortable truths, demonized issues, and problems often swept under the rug.
But don't worry, we have fun along the way.
Come join us for our weekly check-in.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace!